This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Iowa Congressman Steve King, who's also a member of the House Judiciary Committee. We want to get his thoughts today on the District of Columbia voting to legalize gay marriage. However, Congress has the opportunity to approve, ignore, or reject this law in the coming weeks. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on, Greg. I really appreciate it.
Well, no surprise that the Washington, D.C. City Council legalized gay marriage. We knew it was going to happen with all the test votes and just their public statements. But, of course, in Washington, D.C., any law that they pass is subject to review by the U.S. Congress. That's the so-called home rule policy that applies for Washington, D.C. It's very rare that Congress intervenes, but what do you expect to happen here?
Well, I would like to intervene, and I'd like to find a way to do that. It's, if I remember right, it's 30 congressional days, 30 legislative days, I believe is the language. And yet, when we look at Congress, we have a Congress that's run by Nancy Pelosi with committee chairs like Barney Frank and John Conyers and others. They have a long list of blocking any Democratic action within the Congress. Nancy Pelosi has shut down deliberative debate. People have kind of forgotten about that, but the open rule under appropriations was removed under Pelosi. So the ability to even to bring any legislation to the floor, to even get it before a committee, to get an amendment offered before a committee, or to even have them honor a vote of a committee and bring the language that passed out of a committee to the floor, looks to me like it's nearly impossible. So our best approach to this is to let the public know and hopefully set the stage for a repeal with a different set of a majority in to say within the next year.
As far as you can tell, Congressman, is the Democratic strategy to pretend nothing happened and just let those 30 days expire?
Oh, I think that's it. I don't imagine that they're going to do anything else, and they're surely going to resist the idea of having a vote because it puts their members on record as either being for or against same-sex marriage. And so that's what I expect will happen. I think they will just block it, and it'll be similar in the way they deal with it to the way that they're dealing with ACORN right now. Just put their head down and wait, and eventually the people that don't have the leverage to make things happen, they believe will run out of energy or another issue will come and take it over.
So what do you see as the best way to make sure that the majority here feels the energy of the public on this issue and the desire for quick and decisive action?
Well, I think the piece that's underestimated is the American people. I mean, and since Congress has the constitutional authority to override decisions made in the District of Columbia, then also we answer to the American people. So when the District of Columbia puts up a vote to approve same-sex marriage, which, by the way, defies at least the philosophy, if not the letter of the Defense of Marriage Act law that is federal today, then everybody in America has a voice through their members of Congress on what they want to see done in Washington, D.C. And that's the part. If it goes out through all of our talk radio, if it goes out through off the Internet and the YouTubes and the Twitters and this national communication that we have that goes around some of the more traditional methods, there's a way that this synergy can be created to put an end to this or to reverse it after the fact.
Not only are you flat out a supporter of traditional marriage, a congressman, but your state by judicial fiat has legalized gay marriage. So what would you tell folks about what's ready to happen in Washington, D.C. and why they should be concerned about it?
Well, the first thing is that maybe in Washington, D.C., it's perhaps more of a vote of the people since they're elected representatives. In Iowa, it was by judicial fiat. Seven Supreme Court justices defied the Iowa legislature, the Iowa General Assembly, and the governor, where we passed the Defense of Marriage Act. They wrote the most sweeping, all-encompassing activist decision that I have read, at least on marriage, and conferred. They argued that because the state had failed to prove that a man and a man were not similarly situated to a man and a woman, or a woman and a woman similarly situated to a woman and a woman, because the state had failed to prove that they were not, then the court ruled that they were similarly situated in all respects except they were same-sex. Therefore, the Equal Protection Clause applied, and it was in the Constitution all along. They are just the ones that discovered it. And they also argued that the court can discover rights that were, and I quote, heretofore unimagined, close quote. That's an activist court, Greg.
Last question on this topic, sir. Do you believe that there will be a showdown on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act in the wake of this, or will that probably not come down the pike in an election year?
I don't expect there will be a showdown. There have been such a big fight now, and the Pelosi Congress and President Obama's approval ratings have gone under 50% for the first time. I think Nancy Pelosi's are at about 16%. You're watching her having a lot of difficulty passing legislation off the floor. They held the board open yesterday for, I didn't count the minutes, but I'm going to say more than an hour, just with the quorum call while Nancy Pelosi worked the floor. So they're losing their political support. It shows up in votes on the floor of the House last. It shows up on the streets and in the homes of America first. And the people from the streets and the homes of America are coming to the streets in places like Washington, D.C., where they did day before yesterday, to mount a big rally to oppose the socialized medicine plan. The American people are starting to stand up. And I think that they're going to start to lose their nerve a little bit. Although, you know, the political wisdom gets overcome sometimes by the powerful ideology of the left. Sometimes they just can't help themselves.
Do you get the sense that Americans are energized more as each of these controversial issues comes up, or are you sensing some political fatigue out there?
You know, I don't sense political fatigue. There's physical fatigue, and there is a mental lapse. It's not really a lapse, but it's where mentally they'll lose their will a little bit, and then something happens and it braces them up again. People's pocketbooks are only so deep, and they can only take so many days off work. These are the working Americans that are coming out to protest now. That's a new thing. We've seen a lot of non-working Americans protest when George Bush was president. But these are people that have to leave their jobs or their businesses or their families and come to their communities or come to Washington, D.C. They're only fatigued because of the limits of their budget and their time, but they're not fatigued in their conviction. I'm seeing that get braced back up again over and over. And as I walked among the Tea Party group there outside the Senate chambers a couple of days ago, they are full of energy, full of conviction, and as full as ever, much as much energy as I have seen all this year.
Thank you, sir, very much, as always, for being with us, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to everybody there. Thank you very much, Greg.
Iowa Congressman Steve King, member of the House Judiciary Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.